Look, I don't expect any elected official to be completely in touch with the real world, ever. Most of them are often independently wealthy, which is why they're able to run for office to begin with. Or they've enriched themselves during their political careers to the point that they no longer are in the same tax brackets as many of their constituents. But when POTUS got on stage in Tampa, Florida, as part of his push for harsher ID laws in connection with keeping voting rights secure, he said something so jaw-droppingly outlandish that even his most ardent supporters were shocked.
You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID.
What? Unless you consider all alcohol and tobacco groceries, then no, you don't. Like, at all. That's never been the case in my entire lifetime, and if it was, a lot of people would starve. It's one thing to ask a mega-rich person what the price of milk is. It's quite another for the president to have no idea how the most basic functions of our economy actually work. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.